This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Sometimes during a hot summer day, I'll complain about it being a hot summer day. Couldn't have anything to do with the fact that I'm outside, you know, in midday. Let's go outside in the heat of the day and complain. I mean, goodness gracious sakes alive, Mr. Mosquito, over 40 years of horticulture, and you've forgotten you got to work in the morning. And then go inside and do paperwork, eat lunch, have a siesta. Whew. And I remind myself when I'm complaining, at least I remember to remind myself, that all the wild creatures I adore, they're not complaining. They're just living. All the things that humans may complain about, or I do, it's hot, it hasn't rained, the forest is dry. Things like that just aren't part of living for wild creatures, big and small, are they? Well, I'm going to quit complaining. You heard it here. And what about going to some shade? A voice from above says to this old white man in the borderlands, go to shade. And so gather up Ms. Mosquito and our dog Burley, load water and food, and go to shade. Recently, we went to shade, 45, 50 minutes of dirt road to a woodland of oaks and pines and cypress and junipers, walnuts and sycamores and ash. Not a whole lot cooler, but shade. And the bonus of a running stream, a small running stream, the headwaters of the Whitewater Draw in the Sulphur Springs Valley of Cochise County, Arizona. So Ms. Mosquito and I poke around. Oh, yeah. Oh, Burley, too. Burley, our dog, he likes to poke around. And we poke around the stream and then out away into drier forest. Ms. Mosquito gathers Apache pine needles off a fallen tree. She has renewed an old hobby of pine needle weaving. So gathering those long needles is fun for her. I gather acorns. Surprise, surprise. I photograph flowers, and Burley roots and sniffs around. At one point, I spotted a small, bright yellow flower standing up in the litter. I showed it to Ms. Mosquito. We both had the same thought, buttercup. My wife and I are both childhood Easterners, okay? We looked at that lone, very bright yellow flower and thought, buttercup. And we both remembered putting a buttercup under your chin to get a yellow reflection off that very reflective petals of that flower that indicated you liked butter. I remembered that buttercup is the genus Ranunculus, and it's in its own family, Ranunculaceae, the buttercup family. And there are a lot of cool genera. Even in that woodland, there is a columbine, Aquilegia, along the stream, clematis, the vine clematis, the thalictron, the metal rue. And by golly, as it turns out, the five-petal bright yellow flower we were admiring was a buttercup. And when we wandered further away from the stream and into drier ground and rocky slopes, we found small stands of the buttercup called Ranunculus arizonicus. There are about 2,000 species of Ranunculus around the world in temperate regions. Linnaeus gave it the genus name Ranunculus. It means little frog. It's from the Latin rena, Latin for frog. Unculus means little. And most buttercups, they like wet situations, right? There are 20 species, or not, maybe about 20, of buttercups in Arizona. They like their moist meadows, their streamside locations. But Ranunculus arizonicus is known for its dry locations. John and Sarah Lemon collected it in the early 1880s. And guess where? In the Chiricahua Mountains. And John made a note of its dry locations, and he suggested the species name arizonicus. How cool is that? It's very cool. Arizona buttercup. How is that? That is a cool common name. In dry, but listen, shady. Shady woodland. Oh, man, the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.